Hey everyone, it's the 27th of February, and we are in the midst for a few days of talking about sin and temptation. So I want to ask you this question, and some people never really think about this, and other people maybe have misconceptions about this. Is temptation a sin? Think about that for a second. Is temptation a sin? Is it a sin to be tempted? Well, I'm going to point you to some scripture. I'm going to read 11 verses for you this morning. I'm going to read 11 verses that are going to answer that for you and let us know whether temptation is a sin. Jesus had just been baptized, and it tells us this in Matthew 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It's written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written," and he quotes Old Testament again, "he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, right back with scripture, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." But the devil wasn't done. Verse 8, again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. So in the very first verse I shared with you, the fourth chapter, first verse of Matthew, is temptation a sin? No, Jesus was led by God away to be tempted. Why was he led away to be tempted? He was led away to be prepared for the mission God had for them, to strengthen him. And then I think Hebrews chapter 2:18, I'm going to read one more verse to you today. Hebrews 2:18 gives us another benefit of the temptation of Jesus. It says this, "Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted." The bottom line is this: he understands. He came to this earth, lived as a human, went through the temptations as you and I do, so that he could help us with our own temptation. Let's pray. God, forgive me for that sin that so easily entangles me. Forgive me when I don't have the wherewithal to seek you and to say, "Father, I need help with this temptation." Forgive me when I jump right into sin without considering you and your desires for my life. Lord, today, thank you that temptation's not a sin, because we'd all be doomed. Even you, Father, who sent your Son, he was tempted. So it's not a sin to be tempted. It's a sin to act on that. And so, Father, I just ask today that you would help us to, through your power, resist the enemy and his arrows, his temptation that he throws at us each and every day. God, may I see growth in my own spiritual life, because I am coming to recognize those temptations and pausing before I act. And after I pause, Lord, I want to seek you instead of acting on the sin. Thank you for today. Walk with me today. Would you remind me that I'm a child of the Most High King? In Jesus' name, amen.